AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome back, Fire Tribe. Welcome back. Monday, May 5th. Just finished up Nottingham Forest, Crystal Palace 1-1. Not the most exciting game in the world, but game week 35 in general, a lot of surprises. Kind of a surprising weekend for a lot of players. But, you know, with that, we're doing Heroes and Zeros today. A little bit of a recap, talking about our heroes from the week, guys that we felt came through for FPL managers and zeros, the exact opposite. The guys who pooped the bed, for lack of a better term. But before, we're going to get right into it, but I just got to say one thing. Harry Kane. Harry Kane has broken the Harry Kane curse. Now, he's not an EPL player anymore, but he is English, and this is the English Premier League, so I will mention it. And all he had to do was go to the team with the most money in Bundesliga. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, just the team that wins every year.
And not last year.
Except the first year he got there.
And I think we said it. I think he's not getting a lot of press for it, at least maybe not in the social media world. Might be because he literally went to the team expected to win and then won.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not impressed. I don't like Bayern Munich, and I'm not impressed. So that's just me, though.
Yeah, it's not impressive. If they don't win the league, it's a complete failure.
Which was last year. First year there. Didn't win the league. Boom.
Best striker in the world right now. By a mile.
You think?
Yeah.
Is that... I can't tell if you're being serious.
No, yeah, same. 100%.
100%.
I still can't tell.
Who else could it be?
Lewandowski.
Yeah. Well, you're a Barcelona fan, so clearly you're biased.
Lewandowski.
What the heck? What are you thinking?
I'm just trying to piss off Phil.
What position does Mbappe play on Madrid?
He kind of walks around most of the field.
Well, he has a bunch of goals.
Doesn't do much.
That could be any position.
A bunch of goals.
No, he's technically a number 9 for that.
So there you go. It's probably Mbappe.
You forgot the most important thing about today.
What's that?
Happy Cinco de Drinko.
Cinco de Mayo. That's right.
Cheers to everyone celebrating it.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hopefully, if you're hungover tomorrow or whenever this video goes out, you watch it. It cures your hangover.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
The soothing voices. Well,
yeah.
Dave's voice, not so much mine. A little bit yours. Not so much mine. All right. Game recap. Before we jump into those 0-0s, let's just touch on a couple of games that were big this week. So I think Arsenal, Bournemouth. Let's start there. Bournemouth, big upset. Arsenal did play most of their starters, even though they have that PSG matchup coming up later in the week. But, you know, when you look at the roster, they did play all their players. The defense, as per usual, FPL-wise, disappointing. Every single week, they either give up a goal late or a goal that maybe shouldn't have went in, and they never get the shutout points, and they're not scoring from the back either. So you hate to see it, but...
Yeah, they did that thing where they give up two shots the whole game, and one of them's a goal. Yeah.
It's been happening all season.
At what point does Arsenal move away from Raya? Because
he didn't come in as a top tier goalie. I don't think when they brought him in, he was good, but he wasn't like, you know, you weren't bringing in like a Courtois, you weren't bringing in like a top tier guy. So I don't know if the defense has kind of covered some of the some of his lack of talent, or you know if he's... I think he's good, but it's just a lot of mistakes sometimes.
Yeah. He wasn't their first team goalie right away when they bought him like 3 or 4 years ago. My Cinco de Mayo brain isn't working right now of who he was splitting time with, but
Ramsdale.
Was it Aaron Ramsdale?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not crazy.
No. Well, the question that I want to ask you guys is, we talked about it, I think probably last week, you know, Arsenal, they're in second. But that's not a... They're probably in a UCL spot regardless of what happens. I don't think they can actually drop out of the UCL top five. But they can certainly drop the top four fairly easily. With these last three games left, they still have PSG, so obviously they're going for the UCL title. But they have Liverpool next, and then they get Newcastle, and then they get Southampton. You would expect them to win, but City's right on their heels. Pretty easy schedule. Newcastle they have to play, also right on their heels. Do you think they're going to drop into fourth place? Because I personally think by the end of the season, we're going to see Arsenal in fourth. I think that's what's going to happen. That's just my opinion. What do you think?
I don't know. They'd have to lose. They'd have to get like 1 point max from their last three games to get into fourth, right?
No, I think if they were to lose, because them and Newcastle play each other.
Mm-hmm. Right? They'd have to lose to Newcastle.
They'd have to lose to Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool's hangover pool now.
Fair. I'm just saying that if they lose two of their next three, and City and Newcastle win three of their next three, that puts them in fourth. Do you think that can happen? Not that it matters. They want a trophy, right? They
can.
I think that's the thing. It probably could happen, but it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. I'm just wondering if you think 4 weeks ago, would anyone have said, Arsenal's finishing fourth this year?
No.
We thought they were guaranteed in that second spot.
But we did talk about them relaxing a bit in the league because they had that Champions League spot locked in. And, you know, they're going to not play full throttle in the EPL thinking about the Champions League. So I think it's just too hard right now because they played Liverpool, who has nothing to play for. They have nothing really to play for. So it's really hard to predict how they're going to come out. They could come out flat. They could come out without much pressure. So
that's fair. All right, next game.
Wait, but one thing to note in that game, because we talked about it last week, how Saka started and played 85 minutes.
Yep.
And we were pretty skeptical with, given they're still in the Champions League, that, you know, he had been not starting in the Premier League and then starting in the Champions League. So I think this does a bit to kind of quell people's fears about him not playing. So I think it makes him a better option over the last 3 weeks, because it seems like if they're going to play him 85 minutes, you know, in between Champions League games like this, they must feel he's pretty fit.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Okay, Brighton and Newcastle. This is a game, or I guess the reason that I really want to bring this up is we want to talk about Brighton in this game, because Brighton, for the last few weeks, really ever since you gave them that top five prediction, Dave.
That's my fault, Seagulls. Blame me.
It's,
I ruined it.
You know, it's not all their fault. They had a lot of injuries. It was unfortunate. Those defenders that were injured are back now. Since coming back, they now have a win and a tie. So I think people are going to start looking at them. Like next week, we talked about Cunha. They're playing Cunha and Wolves next week. People are going to think, that's an easy matchup. Throw Cunha in. Brighton's an easy win. I don't know, because before they lost all those defenders, their defense was strong. They gave up 5 goals in 5 games before that slide.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you guys think, are we thinking Brighton right now is a much tougher opponent than they were just 3 weeks ago?
Absolutely. Like, if you're trying to start attacking players against them.
Right.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I mean, I think we mentioned it like every show. We were like, hey, everyone is hurt in Brighton's back line. Start people against them, you know, attacking players, midfielders. And it was working. I wouldn't say they're a bad matchup now. I would call it neutral. But it's definitely like it's not a matchup you're targeting anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, and I think the storyline of this game, if you watched it, 1-1, it took all the way to the end for Isak to get his return. So
yeah.
I know a lot of FPL managers were happy about that. But if you watch the game, they were toeing the line the whole time, Brighton was. They had probably should have been a second PK, maybe. There was one where Gordon got fouled just outside the box, and then eventually they got one. So, you know, Newcastle had their chances all game. So it wasn't a perfect defensive performance, but Newcastle's a great offense. So it's not super surprising. But yeah, I think Brighton's not going to be the pushover they've been for the last, what, 6-ish weeks.
No, I agreed. Another thing to note, just on, because we've been talking about their midfielders a lot, Gordon did come on for Murphy this time in the 56th minute.
I just don't pick any of them to end the season. It's not. We've been saying it for a couple weeks. They had a great run, the Newcastle midfielders, when Gordon was out. And before Harvey Barnes started playing, they had a nice run. But right now, it's too up in the air. I don't want any piece of it. I'm sure they're going to get points here and there for the next 3 weeks, but I have no idea who it's going to be, so I don't want to mess with
it. Yeah, they're viable plays, but yeah, you're just kind of playing with fire on if which two of the three are going to start and play.
Exactly, exactly.
Whiskey business.
The only other game, we have another big one, but before I get to that, Leicester-Southampton. I just want to call it out. One, good for Leicester. Good for you. But
Classico.
You said to start all the Leicester defenders and goalie, right? That's as you said.
Okay, first of all, I said if you want to be crazy, you could start them. But then I also pushed a little more on the Southampton guys. But at the same time, I said don't do that. I said it'd be crazy to play Wakapitas. So don't do it.
And it turns out it was crazy. Just like Phil and I said.
So I said that. So, you know, no big deal. No big deal.
And you said who? Ramsdale?
I said if you wanted to be out of your mind differential, this game could end 0-0 or it could end 3-3. I was wrong on that.
But. Phil triple stacked Leicester guys on his own team.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Wake up, Sean.
What a smart move.
Yep.
What a genius move by you, Phil. What a genius move.
God, what could I say?
Should, right.
I'm an FPL god.
I mean,
make that your handle, FPL god. Just
pretty
that.
Sure there's already.
Some oh, I'm sure there's FPL like 50 god. Of them, but you can make your own FPL god, 55.
FPL god, yeah, right here.
Yeah, of course.
Has more followers than us, so.
Yeah. He's a god.
Should we talk about two teams that are good?
Well, one of those teams is good, but yes, we will talk about a team that's good. Chelsea versus Liverpool. It's the last game we want to mention. Very big game. You know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and we said that Liverpool, league's done, won the trophy. They're out of all other competitions. Salah got his bag. Salah broke the records. Are they going to slack off a bit? Are they going to be content where they are? And at the time, I think we all thought, probably not. But yeah, there's a good chance it happens in sports all the time. And it kind of looks like it's happening a little bit for the team and for Salah. Chelsea, they won 3-1. Credit to Palmer, he got a PK. I still don't think that's a reason to bring him into your team, so I'm not saying that. But credit to Chelsea, because they are also, yeah, they got UCL hopes too. And that's a huge win for them to keep themselves in fourth place. Is it fourth or fifth right now?
They're in fifth.
Fifth place, sorry.
They're tied on goal difference with Newcastle, but they've scored less goals.
But they are now at least 6 points ahead of Forest, who's behind them. Forest has played today.
They're 2 points ahead of Forest.
I'm thinking of Man City. Yes, they're 2 points ahead. Point being is Chelsea, that was a big win for them. They needed that win.
They did.
So we'll ask the question again. There's only 3 games left, but one, is Liverpool in a slump because everything's done? Two, is it going to continue?
I don't know. I feel like this was the hangover game.
Yeah.
You know, after they got drunk after winning the league.
Do you think Salah is a continuous keep to end the season? Don't consider the fact that, who are you going to spend your money on? Just consider the fact, if you're playing four midfielders, is he need to be one of them? Does he need to be one of the midfielders every week to end the season in your lineup? Or can you find four guys that you would rather play? I think is the question that people are going to be having.
I think you can. I mean, they do play Arsenal next week, so it's not a great matchup.
So they'll get at least one goal, I'm sure, maybe after the 70th minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arsenal, Brighton, Palace. I mean, it would take – I don't know. It would have to be a pretty – you'd have to have four guys that you're pretty convinced on that are better than him, and I think there's four guys I like, but I don't.
Let's run the test. All right. Jared Bowen over him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Mbeumo over him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though he's been disappointing.
None of the Newcastle guys. We just said that.
Like Morgan Rogers.
I was going to say Morgan Rogers over him. That's see that.
I mean, I wouldn't do Morgan Rogers.
I don't. Yeah. I don't think we're that crazy, are we?
Eberechi Eze over him.
Right, now you're just
Semenyo over him.
Tugging at my heartstrings with those two guys.
I think if you're chasing rank or you want to be differential, obviously picking four guys and constructing a midfield without Salah is the way to go.
Yeah,
I do think he's going to continue to be heavily owned, so you could still keep him in your lineup. And if it's basically you're not gaining or losing if you have him in your lineup, because most managers are still keeping Salah. So again, it comes down to if you're trying to chase rank and you want to be differential, then yes, you probably should get rid of Salah, because chances of him popping off are lower than in 10 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And but most people still own him. So I think that's kind of just would be my...
Yeah, I think that's the perfect way to describe it. There's not four guys like that I would definitely want over him. There's maybe like two.
Okay.
But yeah, if you need to catch people, you're at like in your mini leagues, then I could see moving him out for the last three games. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the recap of the games that we felt were kind of worth targeting today. On to the heroes and zeros. On to the heroes and zeros. We're starting heroes, as we always do. Phil, we're starting with you. Perfect segue off that Liverpool game.
Who's your hero? I'm going to go with Virgil van Dijk, a player who should have gotten four or five red cards this year. he has been dirty.
What, does he play for Barcelona?
He plays for basically...
He's probably going to get traded next year. Yeah. So Phil's upset.
No. He has been dirty. I don't know why he hasn't been shown any red cards. But when we look at FPL and last week's game, we talked about Liverpool potentially not coming out strong. Kind of foot off the gas pedal. Looking bad against not a super strong team. And FPL purpose-wise for him to come out and get a goal, I think that's a massive, massive hero. Especially for us because we had him. So I think it's a... Yeah, it was just a great week to have Van Dijk because, again, no one else on Liverpool really got points. People probably still captain Salah and he blanked. And if you had Van Dijk, you're getting that differential points there with him getting that goal, especially because Liverpool didn't get the shutout. So I think he gets the star for me.
Yeah, he was taken to the goose egg if he didn't score because they gave up three goals.
Yeah.
Yep. And he was 25% owned.
Third highest owned defender. So, you know, Saliba's above him, who he beat out. So I think that's fair to be a hero this week. Yeah, that would have been, tragic if he doesn't get that goal.
Tragedy.
A zero from Virgil for Liverpool. Oh, man.
I can't even imagine.
I mean, I'm looking at it from the lens of our team.
We would have been hurting.
I mean, I'm hurting.
We had about four people do well this week. So.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we keep him if we have transfers, knowing that he's going against Chelsea away. You know, so we got kind of lucky that we needed to prioritize other areas. But Dave will go over that later when he summarizes our team.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that if you're this far along in the video.
So hero for Phil, Virgil van Dijk. Dave, do you want to follow that? Who you got as a hero this week? Who turned up for
If
you?
Anybody has watched our last like four episodes, they can probably guess.
Here we go. I think I know.
Jared, a.k.a. Gerard Bowen.
Gerard Bowen.
I said every week I'm going to recommend him.
Also likes Hawaiian pizza, according to Sean.
Don't put that on Gerard Bowen.
First of all, we had a comment that backed me. So do you have any comments that backed you?
Yeah.
No? Didn't think so. So
what did they back you on? Pineapple?
They said absolutely, 100% it belongs on pizza.
Did we block that guy that said that?
Absolutely.
Sean paid him at basketball.
That's fair.
I didn't pay him anything.
That checks out. Anyway, back to relevant things. Jared Bowen continues his good form, scored again. I recommend him every week. I will continue to do so because they play Man United next game, who, if you watch them play Brentford, very clearly doesn't give a crap about the Premier League because we're going to finish in 17th. So
and then you're going to lose to Tottenham. You're not going to make the UCL.
Don't say that. First of all, we have to get to the finals, and I've watched enough United games the last 2 years to know that this matchup against Bilbao is not over.
But wouldn't it be fitting that Harry Kane could never win a trophy with Tottenham and then leaves, and within 2 years, Tottenham wins a trophy?
It would, but I think if Tottenham's in the Champions League next year, I don't think I can mentally handle that.
Why?
Because they're terrible.
You hate them that
much? But I can't mentally handle Manchester United.
I can, and that's all that matters.
Okay, that's fair.
He saved us this week, too, because we won a little differential, and we did captain him. So a nice 18-point haul there if you listened to us and captained Jared Bowen this week.
So we've done it. We're 2 for 2, 2 weeks in a row. Cunha 2 weeks ago, Bowen this week. Let's see what happens next week.
We'll talk about my
Can
boy
we
Cunha.
Keep this streak
yes,
going.
Sir.
All right, so It appears that it's my turn to get out of here.
He's got to put the glasses on.
Let's lock in for glasses on.
Do you need to hold your laptop further away from your face?
He texts like this. He gets out his phone.
No, that's just rude. You're just being mean now.
Go for it.
So I'm going to start. I'm cheating a little bit because I have a hero, but I want to throw a hero out that's maybe not FPL hero of the week, but I think he's a hero in people's hearts. Maybe not Dave's because he doesn't like him, but everyone else's hearts. I want to throw a quick hero shout out to Jamie Vardy. The man deserves better. The man deserves better. He scored a goal. They won the game. I was saying it earlier. 8 goals and 4 assists in a season when his team's been shut out 16 times.
I don't think you realize what that means when you're the forward. The
I know what it means.
Because I was a forward at Worcester.
But if you're a forward with no one feeding you the ball,
think he's part of the problem?
Do? I do think he's part of the problem, but I think the team behind him. I mean, if you don't get the ball fed to you, what are you going to do?
It's not a good team.
It's very valid. But it's just funny when you think about it from
your
the
team
other
stinks,
angle.
Okay? Leicester's bad. Your team is terrible. Big difference.
Who's
big
my
difference.
Team?
Worcester.
No. Thank you for comparing me to
Leicester. The point is, he's going to end the season around the likes of Welbeck, Solanke, Gakpo on a team that's just god awful. And yeah, fair point. He is probably part of the problem. I just want to give. I'm a big Jamie Vardy fan, so I want to give him a quick shout out. Now I'll go to my actual player because Dave's getting annoyed with me. Kevin De Bruyne. It's pretty simple pick this week. He jumped to 9% ownership before the week. He's already the number one traded in player. They get a Southampton matchup next week. I think he's already at like 111,000 transfers in. It's Monday.
133.
It was 111 like 2 hours ago. So obviously everyone's on him. He won the game for them, 1-0. If you watch the game, he was all over the place. He had 46 passes, 53 touches on the ball. The only guy who had more than that this week was Yuri Tielemans, who had an incredible game in his own right. But he just looked good. He hasn't looked like that for a lot of the season. And like I said, I think a lot of people didn't buy him for this week. They bought him for next week, but I don't know. I just, for me personally, the inconsistency, if we take it away from just this week where he's been a hero, the inconsistency is a problem for me, for Kevin De Bruyne. And I could see him going out next week and getting nothing. And that's just kind of what he does. While we're on the topic, do you think he's going to go out and get nothing next week? It's hard to say, I understand. It's a tough, because I'm not interested in Marmoush that much. And if I'm not interested in KDB, like, where are the goals going to come from? Someone's got to score them.
Yeah, I think I'd play him another week now since they get like the best possible matchup you can have.
Yeah,
and I don't mind Bournemouth at home the next week either. You could probably hold on to him for a couple weeks.
Yeah, like you said, he could very easily go out and put up no returns. It's just kind of how their season's gone. And but yeah, I think after this, you probably have to play him against Southampton.
Yeah, I mean he's obviously not going to be a differential by next week. I gotta assume he's probably gonna jump to 15%, something in that range.
Like if you're using, if he's on your team already and you're using transfers, you're not getting rid of him.
No. Yeah, at this point you would keep him, but I know a lot of people are bringing him in, so I get it. But I will not be surprised if he doesn't get anything next week. He probably won't get a goal, is my guess, but he could definitely get an assist. I think
you should buy him if you have Cole Palmer. Is Cole Palmer a hero this week? He scored for the first time since the ninth grade.
Absolutely.
Does that count?
Absolutely not.
No? All right.
No, absolutely not.
Buying it?
I'm not buying it. Okay. Zeros. On to the zeros. Who wants to start?
I'll go.
Anyone want to take it? You want it, Dave?
I'll go.
All right, Dave, who do you have as your zero this week?
I'm going to cheat and say two guys.
Just cheated. You can't also cheat.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that didn't come prepared to cheat?
Yes.
It looks that
way. That's why we got better grades than you, because we cheated.
One of these pains me. It's two forwards that are heavily owned, and that's Matheus Cunha and JP Mateta. Cunha, yeah. I know you were out on him this past week, Sean. Turned out to be a good call. City's defense is definitely improved over the last month, yeah. So that was a good call out by you. I think despite the fact that they play Brighton, who we just talked about, who's defense is finally healthy. I'll give him an off week because he's been so good lately since he came back from suspension. But his ownership went way up before this week, so he definitely let a lot of people down. JP Mateta's ownership is also pretty high, and I want to call him out. So he scored against Arsenal last week with that weird Saliba turnover where he chipped Raya, but he only played 10 minutes in that game.
Yep.
So he scored in game week 31, but he only has 2 goals in his last 8, and one of them again was when he only played 10 minutes. So he's kind of trending down in form, in my opinion. He hasn't played more than 75 minutes in any game over that spell, too. This is since game week 28.
It's almost like he had a traumatic injury or something that threw him off his game. It's wild.
Do you think getting kicked in the face?
Do you think getting 28 stitches
zero,
from a cleat to the face?
Zero excuses.
Regardless, zero. You don't get any points for stitches. Sure. So I think you have to consider moving off him for the last 3 games. I think there's plenty of other reasonable options up front. So I would be looking to transfer out JP Mateta. I would probably hold Cunha.
Yeah, I don't really want... We went from... Well, Eze's doing okay, but, like, you know, Munoz was the talk of the town. Crystal Palace defense doesn't look like they did. Mateta, same thing. Like, Crystal Palace has fallen off a bit. Sar, don't want him. I think Eze is the only guy I now want from that Crystal Palace team to end the season, if anyone, but I don't even trust him. I haven't really all season, but he's playing well. I'll give him credit. He is playing well. He's probably the only guy I'd be interested in.
I think I agree. From Palace, their schedule is a little tougher.
Yeah.
Spurs, Wolves, Liverpool.
Yeah, that's...
Despite what I said about Spurs 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's not a tough schedule.
It's tougher.
It's not super easy. They don't have the bottom 3 in there, so they're not getting any layups, but... All right, I like that, Dave. Phil, why don't you go next and let the people know who you got for a zero?
He's a zero just for this last weekend. I think he's still a hero moving forward, but it's Mr. Mbeumo himself. Granted, I didn't watch the game. I was traveling this week and I only caught a few of the EPL games, but when I checked my phone and I saw that United had lost again and Brentford had beaten them 4-3, I was like, surely Mbeumo did something in this game.
Yeah.
And to only see one assist from that kind of broke my heart a bit. I think you would expect a lot more from him when he's a center focus of that team, him along Wiese. And to only get one assist off of 4 goals. Again, I didn't watch the game. It didn't look like he was involved too much in the run of play either.
Not really.
Doesn't have really many. His expected assists and goals was pretty low for the game. I think under 0.2 expected involvement. So it just felt like he, again, didn't get returns on a day that his team put up 4 goals. So I think for this last week in game week 35, you could consider Brian Mbeumo a kind of a zero performance. And I think that goes to show how good he is.
Yeah.
And how good of a season he's had when he's still got an assist and it's still a zero in my mind.
A contextual zero.
Yeah, contextual zero. Still very high on him for the end of the season because fixtures are easy and he's a stud. But gotta slap his wrist for last week.
Yeah, I think objectively, not a bad week, 5 points. Subjectively, when you pull up a score and you see 4 goals and the best player on the team only has an assist, that doesn't feel great.
When you rate him with the Salahs, earlier on, like Salah, maybe Salah
was
way ahead, but
he
Palmer,
was the highest rated player going into this week. Everybody was talking
all
about
that. Yeah. If their team scored 4 goals and they only got an assist, you would be pissed.
Absolutely.
So holding him to the same standard, and that's why he's a zero.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I agree with that too. I was watching that game, and every time I heard Kevin Schade, I was like, killing me again. Another one.
Yep.
All right. On to me again. I don't have 2. I'm not cheating this time.
You.
Just the one. I got just the one this time. Not going to be a surprise to anyone. I have a good feeling that a lot of people are upset right now with this guy. That is someone we mentioned earlier. That is Raya. Raya is 32% owned. He is owned by almost a third of FPL managers. He's 5.6 million. That's really expensive for a goalie. And he had another non-shutout.
He's a clown.
Because that's just what Arsenal does. No, he's been really frustrating. I think a big reason a lot of people do have him is because of the double game weeks. A lot of people picked him up to play him in those double game weeks. A lot of people still have him for that reason. But at such a high price tag, he just keeps letting owners down. Arsenal has one shutout in their last six games, and that was against Ipswich. If they didn't get a shutout there, then there's no hope, right? So they got that shutout, but they have one in their last six games. And it's just like every time they give up a goal, it's like past the 70th minute, or it's a goal that shouldn't have been given up. Mm-hmm. And it's just frustrating goals. And to go along with it, not part of this zero, but Saliba, second highest owned defender, and he's doing the same thing. Everyone has him, and they're not getting any returns from him. Arsenal's defense isn't scoring any goals since they lost Gabriel. Have two tough matchups, Liverpool and Newcastle, and I don't want to put them in for either of those games.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, yeah. They did the thing. They two shots on goal for Bournemouth. Mm-hmm. Both of them went in.
And what did we do? What did we do this week on Friday, right before the game happened? What did we do in our own team? We benched them both. We pulled them, and unfortunately, it didn't. What we got was the same. We had Areola and we had Munoz. Those were the ones on the bench. That's all we had available to us. But the thought process was there. They were never going to get a shutout. It just doesn't feel like they're going to get any more until Southampton. So it's a zero, and it's a zero because he's 32% owned. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing against him. He's a fabulous human, probably, but he's an FPL clown.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not judging. Listen, we don't judge anyone's personal character.
It might not
except
even
maybe
be
Cunha.
His,
Cunha likes to fight.
It people. Might not even be his fault, but don't give a damn.
Listen,
like,
in FPL, you're a number to me.
Yeah.
You're a number, and that's all you are.
The amount of clean sheets that they haven't gotten where their expected goals against is like 0.16, 0.2, 0.29, and they're not getting clean sheets off of that is ridiculous.
I know. Yeah. It's the most frustrating.
It's sickening.
They are the best real-life defense that is terrible in FPL.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
We're mad!
Yeah. We're real mad.
We're mad. We take it seriously here.
They should show this in their locker room, see how their performance is affecting
us. You think? Can you speak Spanish? Someone speaks Spanish. If we do English and Spanish, probably have our bases covered.
Yeah.
Just yell at them.
Anyone
do
know,
it!
Anyone know
get
French?
A shutout! Do it!
Okay.
Shia LaBeouf.
You guys are
really, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Really roasting it here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, sometimes you just gotta let the boys know.
He's making millions and we're...
I was gonna say, he's sitting in his mansion making millions, so whatever. All right, Dave.
I was saying, since we mentioned that we benched both Saliba and Raya, should we tell people who
Please.
We actually did play on our team?
Please tell people how we finished the week. It wasn't as exciting as last week, but...
I might leave.
It was okay. It was aight.
It was a ho-hum week for the Fireside Chill guys. 47 points, which still above the average, which was 33. Around 2 millionth in rank, so, you know, ho-hum.
We're in there.
We did go Areola and net, only two from him. We mentioned Munoz and Van Dijk already. Van Dijk was six. Guardiol on City's much-improved defense that we mentioned with 8 points. That was very nice, and we really needed it. Everybody in our midfield was crap except Jared Bowen, who we captained, who put up 18. Jacob Murphy, one. Mo Salah, 2. Morgan Rogers, 3. Then our front line, Ollie Watkins, 2. JP Mateta, 2. Omar Marmoush, 2. So it was...
The Moosh is no longer loose.
The Moosh is no longer loose, and especially because Haaland was on the bench the last game.
Yeah.
Didn't play, but...
Healthy, but didn't play.
And then our bench, Raya, 1. Sar, 2. Saliba, 1. And Ezri Konsa, who we didn't play, did get a shutout for Villa.
Yeah, it is, you know... Playing the game, but also doing this, where we give out this information, it's tough because it makes you feel a little helpless at times because we continue to say that we don't want the Newcastle midfielders, and we don't, but we have no transfers, so we stick with them, even though in our heads we're all like, it's not going to be good. So it stinks when you're doing all this research and you know what you want, but you can't get it. It's tough sometimes. So it is what it is, though. We'll bounce back next week.
Yeah.
We'll have a good week. We'll be here. We'll make a switch. Maybe two.
Yeah.
We'll get back at it. But that's all we got for this episode, and we're out of here.
When's it going out?
This one will be out...
Not that it matters because they're watching it, but...
Tomorrow. It'll be out Tuesday, probably around 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Look for that. And, yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, comment, like, subscribe. It's free. Super helpful. We really appreciate it. Comment. Love having conversations with people. We've been getting a little more engagement. It's been fun. talking to different people. Find us on X. Find us on Instagram. Listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts. And like I said, keep reaching out because we're having fun having conversations, going back and forth. It's a good time. And with that,
see ya.
See ya.
Bye.